Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate you. And every Monday, we do want to keep you informed about what's going on around here at Your Network of Praise. Roger Lindquist, General Manager for Your Network of Praise, is joining us. And Roger, we have some key points to talk about. We have been talking for a while about Glendive and the new FM station coming there. Any progress to report?
Well, yes. We are glad to say that the antennas are on the ground, and we have those in our possession now. The transmitter has also arrived, and we have possession of that. So we're making progress on the equipment part of it. And we still are working on getting a tower crew lined up. That's progressing, but we don't have it finalized yet. So that's our prayer request concerning the KGLE FM construction project. We're very close now to having everything in line, but that's the one piece that we're still waiting to finalize.
Okay, prayer request for a tower crew. Get that all worked out.
Yeah, you'd be welcome to go over, Dave, and we could probably improvise a tower belt for you if you want to hang those antennas.
I just texted my wife while we're talking. She says, no chance.
As long as your life insurance is paid up, you know, what's the difference?
Right. Hey, let's look to Africa and what's going on there. As a matter of fact, a language that many of us are not familiar with, Hausa, is one of our topics.
Well, that's right. I think you are right on. Most of us have not heard of it. I had not heard of the Hausa language until Joseph brought it up to me as potentially one of the first languages we would add to RadioAfrica.fm. And that will debut on the website, on RadioAfrica.fm, next Monday.
Wow.
So 1 week from now, we will make teaching in the Bible available in the Hausa language. About 51 million people in Africa, various countries around the continent, speak that language. And though it's very unfamiliar to us, there fortunately is translation into it, so we'll be able to offer that beginning next Monday. So a few more details. As always, we just continue to ask for your prayers because we have technology that can act up on us sometimes, and everything has gone pretty smoothly getting it ready to go, but we won't say it's all set until it is. So please keep that in prayer, and then once again, just as with the people who speak the other languages that we provide on RadioAfrica.fm, just continue to pray with us that God will draw people to the site. We have had visitors from many, many countries. We don't know how they found out about it. It appears that a lot of them are Googling things like Bible or Christian teaching or something. The number of people who are coming to the website via Google is very high. So pray that God will continue to use that and other search engines while our announcers continue to talk about it on the satellite networks in Africa. But we just believe God wants to reach a lot of people through this now, effective next Monday, in five languages.
Wow. That is so exciting and so intriguing to watch how that works. And please be in prayer as this ministry continues to expand in this area into new regions now. Okay, so now here we find ourselves in the month of October, Roger. This is our month of Thanksgiving, and specifically one of our traditions here at Your Network of Praise, the Thanksgiving Week Outreach, the Monday of Thanksgiving Week.
Yeah, and we've been doing this for a good number of years. We are really looking forward to it because this year we're going to have some special people joining us in the studio. The first one is someone who's well familiar to our YNOP listeners, and that is Ron Hutchcraft. He's actually going to go ahead and make the trip to YNOP's studios, so he's going to be sitting in the studio with us as you and I will go on the air that morning of 2 weeks from now, the 20th of November. And then we're also going to have two young men, Wes and Nick, who are Native American men who have been through the training through the On Eagle's Wings program that Ron Hutchcraft Ministries offers. They've been through some major expansion of their ministry in the past couple of years. They were able to launch the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. This is an in-house project. They actually bring the young men and women to their leadership center, and they spend 9 months on-site training in scripture and in living out the Christian life and how to evangelize among the Native Americans. They do a tremendous job. But it's something that costs a great deal of money, about $15,000 for that 9-month training for each one of these young people. and they have yet to have the tuition covered by any of the kids who come. They just don't have those resources. And so YNOP is going to partner with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries in getting as many kids provided for so that they can be in that next year of training that'll begin next fall. So this is really an important project. It's something that is going to mean a lot to the young men and women who get the chance to go through. And over the next few weeks, we'll be talking about that quite a bit here on YNOP. And then we invite you to tune in for the Thanksgiving week outreach on the morning of the 20th.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. We've gotten to know those guys through the years. They have incredible stories to tell. And it's encouraging to know that there are some young people who just want to step forward and be trained and go out into the field. The need is great. So join us for that Thanksgiving week outreach, the Monday of Thanksgiving week during that morning. A great kickoff to Thanksgiving.
Well, it will be. And one of the encouraging things, Dave, is that Wes, the young man who's going to be one of the two young men who's going to be accompanying Ron Hutchcraft up to Montana for this broadcast, he was here 5 or 6 years ago, the last time that we worked with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. And here he is. He's been serving the Lord over these past 5 or 6 years, continuing to grow personally in his relationship with the Lord, and now he's a key part of the program at the Leadership Center. And that just shows you his life has been changed. Mm-hmm. Now it's stood the test of time. This last 5 or 6 years, he's been continuing to grow and to serve the Lord at the On Eagle's Wings ministry. And so it's going to be an encouragement to our listeners to hear from Wes, as well as Ron Hutchcraft and Nick, the other person they'll be bringing up. So be sure to mark your calendar. Be sure to tune in Monday, November 20th for the Thanksgiving Week Outreach.
Excellent. Okay, a lot to look forward to. Thank you for praying for us here at Your Network of Praise. And again, our network update every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon here on Your Network of Praise. You go back, listen to the podcast, ynop.org on the podcast page. We'll also be posting it on Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.